Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to cover some recent news that's taken place over the past few weeks, and that is Microsoft's announcement regarding its new Dynamics 365 cloud-based service, which is due out this fall. And it does something that people have probably been hoping for and expecting for quite some time, which is really to combine some of the capabilities and data of CRM and ERP platforms under one common data model. So it allows customers to purchase products based on their roles rather than whole product suites, and can allow a little bit more flexibility in terms of licensing and also potentially some better data integration. So to talk about this, I have with me Brent Leary, who's a contributor to the site and also at CRM Essentials. Brent, welcome.
Thanks for having me again, Lauren. It's always good to speak with you, and there seems to be a lot of stuff going on that maybe makes for some really good conversations.
Absolutely. So we're just trying to keep up with all of this, and this was your suggestion to kind of cover this news. And so I know this is a topic that's near and dear to your heart. So tell us a little bit about Microsoft Dynamics 365. What do you think the impact of it is in the market, and how might it benefit customers?
Yeah, I think it's making it easier and less complex to do things, and streamlining the moves and the processes that you have to have in order to be successful in business today is really important. And so making the kind of combining of CRM and ERP that Microsoft is doing with Dynamics 365, it makes a lot of sense. It makes it easier, as you said, to see the I don't want to say the 360 degree view, because it just sounds, we've heard that term a lot, but it just makes it easier to have a better grasp, an overall grasp of what's going on with the customer, from the kind of the front office to the back office, from transactions to engagement. And the easier it is for companies to have that view, to be able to analyze the transactional data along with the engagement data, to be able to make sense of it as quickly as possible, it provides a competitive advantage in today's market. And even, you know, it lays the groundwork for being able to do so in the future, and having that kind of process and that platform to manage this and analyze that becomes really important. And so making it simple to access and even buy and keep up to date CRM and ERP, particularly at the enterprise level, but also at the SMB level, I think is a big plus for what Microsoft is doing. And it also kind of helps in competition with the SAPs who have that capability, and with the Oracles on the higher end, who have that capability. And it does provide an advantage against a Salesforce who doesn't have that ERP component. So it's a good move for Microsoft, because A, it does provide some sort of a competitive advantage capability to Salesforce. It allows them to kind of compete with the other big guys, but I think it also allows them to lock in their huge customer base and make it easier for their customers to continue buying and using Microsoft business applications.
And so you mentioned that this kind of combination of CRM and ERP kind of gives Microsoft a leg up in Salesforce's arena, where Salesforce has been quite dominant in CRM, but doesn't really have a foothold in the ERP space. But at the same time, Salesforce has been working to integrate their various clouds, so sales cloud, marketing, service, integrate all those kinds of interdepartmental functions. Do you think this ERP CRM integration still kind of gives Microsoft a leg up versus, say, some of that integration that Salesforce has been working on?
So to me, these are two companies that are playing to their individual strengths. When it comes to CRM and customer success and customer engagement platforms, Salesforce compared to Microsoft is just deeper and goes much deeper into the CRM customer engagement, you know, a much more robust marketing cloud. So the Demandware commerce acquisition, they go deep and deeper and deeper into customer success, you know, as they define it. Microsoft doesn't have, is not on that level when it comes to those certain pieces that I just mentioned. But their advantage is they have, you know, these other business applications, you know, focusing on ERP, that makes for a great combination if you can make it easier to, once again, go from front office to back office and pull that, the processes together, but also pull the data together and make it easier to analyze, you know, what's going on with a customer from front to back. So that's their strength, and they're diving deeper into that. So the standpoint is, you know, from a customer engagement standpoint, Salesforce is doing their acquisition and driving deeper and deeper into that. What Microsoft is doing is playing to their strength. They are productivity, they are back office and front office, and they're playing to their strengths. So both of them are doing exactly what they need to do, and they're going to find customers that like each approach. And so I think what Microsoft is doing is makes a lot of sense, because they're just building on what they already have.
So now let me ask you this, because there clearly are a lot of benefits to this integration. Are there any downsides that are worth pointing out?
I think, you know, if I can't really see any big downsides. The only thing I will say is that if you are a marketing, heavy marketing driven company, and you really need complex functionality that's aimed at marketing automation, deeper customer, you know, journey mapping. I know Microsoft has that, but when you go for more deeper complex functionality in the marketing space, they still haven't particularly answered that compared to what Salesforce has done, or Oracle has done, what SAP has done, or Adobe, who stand alone on the marketing side, is up there with all the other big guys. So I think they're still lacking there. What they're doing with the Dynamics 365 doesn't answer that, but it gives them a very strong foundation from you know, some of the meat and potato CRM needs, from field service, from being able to use Power BI to analyze. And then also, I think, you know, it's called Dynamics 365, so you know there's going to be, you know, there's more productivity and more integration with Office 365. So a lot of good. There's not a lot of down negative points I see, but I think they still need to do something around marketing automation and looking at what all the other companies are doing with these marketing clouds. They still have to answer that a little bit.
And finally, Brent, let me ask you, given that this is a relatively new offering, and as we go into the fall, there's always a lot of activity, is there anything that we should be looking for over the next, say, 6 to 12 months in terms of this integration? Are there things like better pricing? Are there things like integration with other Microsoft services, say, additionally, more integration with Office 365, or recently with the purchase of LinkedIn? Or are there other things that we should be looking for to kind of bring additional data and intelligence to CRM and ERP integration?
Well, you mentioned the LinkedIn. I think that there's some opportunities there that, quite frankly, no other company has with, you know, since they bought it. And so how do they leverage the LinkedIn data with the transactional data, with the engagement data? I think there's some huge opportunities and potential there. And I think, you know, the Office 365 and with, you know, Outlook and, you know, that email interaction is still, the email is still really the language of business, and particularly B2B. So there are some serious opportunities there. And I think eventually you're going to see Microsoft tap into them. It may be just a matter of time, but I think this is a really good first step in making it easy. And really, when you think about it, CRM, you know, they're still pretty far behind in terms of, you know, revenue coming from CRM compared to the Salesforces and the Oracles and the SAPs. But this could potentially be an opportunity to help increase that number a little bit by bringing together, make it easier for companies to have a one-stop shop for ERP and CRM, and to you know, even have companies who are Microsoft application shops, but for whatever reason haven't really gotten into CRM, maybe this is an opportunity to pull right from their current customer base to extend the reach of the wallet share they have with them by getting involved with CRM. So there's a lot of positives to this. And I think that, you know, you have to like what Nadella has done ever since he got on board and became the CEO of Microsoft, because he's really driving a lot of change, and I think a lot of positive change. And this kind of move could potentially be a real good showcase for what all of what he has done ends up looking like.
So we'll definitely be watching this closely as we go into the fall and the service kind of matures, and we'll be watching to see what else they might add to it to kind of enhance its integration between CRM and ERP. So Brent, as always, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you. And one quick thing, third-party developers, we got to see what happens, because they do have a marketplace, how that is embraced and how companies build applications amongst this platform with Dynamics 365 is putting together.
Yes, that's been a huge, huge area of growth for all of these companies, kind of building on top of the existing platform, mobile applications and the like. So we'll definitely be watching that. Brent, as always, thank you so much. And for more on CRM, you can always check out searchcrm.com and also our sister site, searchsalesforce.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.